Welcome to the Get Over Yourself podcast. This is author and athlete Brad Kearns discovering ways to be healthy, fit, and happy in hectic, high-stress modern life. So let's slow down and take a deep breath, take a cold plunge, and expertly balance that competitive intensity with an appreciation of the journey. That's the theme of the show. Here we go. The Get Over Yourself podcast is brought to you by Almost Heaven, beautiful compact home use sauna kits, ancestral supplements, grass-fed organ meats in a capsule, DNA Fit, genetic testing for custom diet and exercise recommendations, Integro Health, high-potency liquid probiotic called Flourish, Organifi, organic powdered superfoods, delicious green, gold, and red powders, Wild Idea Buffalo, sustainable, grass-fed, beyond organic, and check out the bradkearns.com/shop page. That's my personal selection of favorite products for health, fitness, and peak performance. And here we go with the show.
The important part of slow weights is to keep it simple and safe, he writes. At the least, you only need to perform a couple of different lifting routines to sufficiently build muscle and bone strength throughout the body. You can find little tools and toys and contraptions to deliver a strength training effect. If nothing else, just a set of deep squats, and it adds up over time. 12 sets, lifting 1,200 pounds each set, that's almost 15,000 pounds of weight lifted in a week in the routine course of the day of throwing garbage into the garbage can.
Let's talk about ancestral supplements. If you're into ancestral health, primal paleo, keto, you know the importance of consuming these unique agents contained in bone marrow, in the nose-to-tail organ meats, liver, kidney, all that stuff, the great bone broth benefits. Well, how's it going? For me, since years ago when Dr. Kate Shanahan asserted the importance of these wonderful nutritional benefits that you can't get elsewhere, not too good. I don't know how to cook a liver or a kidney, but now your problems are solved forever when you go to AncestralSupplements.com, a wonderful company filled with people who are living the dream, walking their talk, and bottling up the purest, cleanest sources of grass-fed organ meats, kidney, liver, bone marrow, all in these wonderful capsules. I dump them in my smoothie every day. I'm healthy. I don't have to worry. It's an incredible dietary boost. And this is so different from swallowing a bunch of those synthetic vitamins and those giant bottles from the big box stores. Highly questionable health practice. This stuff is the real deal. Grass-fed organ meats, pure as can be, AncestralSupplements.com. Hi, Breathe listeners. I want to talk about one of my most fantastic, favorite new fitness breakthroughs that I'm going to call micro workouts. It's starting to gain some traction, some attention, some interest in the fitness community. And this is the idea of hauling off the occasional brief explosive effort of strength during the course of a routine day. So rather than a formal workout where you get in your car, drive to the gym, put on your weightlifting gloves, whatever, meet the trainer, attend the class, this is just becoming more active in daily life and setting yourself up for opportunities to perform a brief strength effort, such as a single set of deep squats in your office over the course of the workday. Try doing 20 deep squats right now. Ass to grass style is highly recommended, instructed. That's where you get the real explosiveness when you are able to lower all the way to the ground. And if you can't lower all the way, keep working on it because that suggests you might have some flexibility, muscle imbalances, things that are limiting your mobility. So you try to get as low as you can such that your butt is almost touching the ground, your knees are completely bent, and then you raise up very carefully, tracking your knees over the midfoot and doing a nice form with your squats. But if you do so little as 20, it is a pretty badass effort right there. You're going to be burning when you get to about 10. So that's just one example that you can do anywhere without any equipment. And what I've done is set up my home environment for success with this micro workout concept. So I have opportunities to perform explosive feats of strength as I walk outside and throw the garbage away in the can, or walk under the doorway to my recording studio where I have a pull-up bar. And I also have hanging from the pull-up bar this product called Stretch Cords, Stretch Cords, C-O-R-D-Z, which is the popular surgical tubing on a strap with handles, and it provides a wonderful total body workout with a whole bunch of different options to use the resistance cords to work different muscles. And I have a nice little sequence that I do for abdominals, for lats, for biceps, triceps, hanging off the pull-up bar. So during the course of a day, I can choose to go out in the backyard, throw the garbage away, and then hit the hexagonal deadlift bar for, let's say, a single set of 6 reps of deadlifts. Or I can do a single set of pull-ups and then go about my workday. The reason this is so appealing to me are a couple things. First, I can't say I'm the biggest fan of hitting the gym and throwing a bunch of iron around. When I have free time to work out, exercise, I mostly want to go do something competitive like speed golf or have an outdoor experience rather than yet another indoor experience. So I haven't been that disciplined and focused in getting into the gym 2-3 times a week that might be optimal over the past few decades of my life. So I know I need to get in the gym more, do some great workouts. And when I go, I'm super fired up and excited. And I quite often have overdone it over the years because I don't get in there that much. And then I do get in there and I hit it hard. And the next day I'm sore and tired because the workout was too ambitious. So what to do about that? I gotta maybe tone it down and go more frequently and less stressful of the workout. And so that's where this micro workout concept started to take hold. And I've been sort of drifting into this area for the past several years where I'll do these 10-minute workouts, 15-minute workouts, 20-minute workouts at home, oftentimes inspired and motivated by the idea that I should go to the gym and complete a proper workout. The gym's only a few minutes away, by the way, but I sometimes feel too lazy, too busy, too stressed. I don't want to carve out that much time to get in my car or ride my bicycle over to the gym and do a proper session and come back home. So instead, I convince myself that I'll do a great workout here and save the time and the convenience factor of going to the gym. But a lot of times what happens when you're at home training by yourself, you're not super motivated to go for an entire hour or whatever a gym session might entail. So what I was doing was racking up a good number of these miniature workouts in comparison to my poor attendance record at the gym. And I was happy to pay for the gym membership because it served as a motivator to go get some work done in the backyard and in the house. You get what I'm saying? It was sort of like the enticement of doing something right here, right now, so that I can skip my trip to the gym. Don't try this at home. I would say that it's great to put yourself in that environment at the gym where you know you're going to get some work done. You have the camaraderie. You have the support of your working out peers. You might have some social interaction that keeps you in the groove, and why gyms are a great sense of community as one of the great attributes of a gym itself. I want to discuss the incredible benefits of red light therapy and how you can get started with Mito Red Light. Mito, like mitochondria, red light makes the premier light therapy devices in the world and at incredibly affordable prices. I stand in front of my Mito Pro 1500 unit every morning, carefully exposing my eyeballs, other important balls, and my entire body to special wavelengths of red and near infrared infrared light. When I tell people about my daily devotion to red light therapy, they typically ask, does this stuff really work? And the answer is yes, and there are thousands of studies supporting its effectiveness. Here's how. It's called photobiomodulation, where specific wavelengths of red and near-infrared light, red's visible, near-infrared is not visible, that's why it looks like only half of your panel's working, these wavelengths help mitochondria in cells throughout your body produce more energy and clear waste products more efficiently. Red light exposure helps mobilize nitric oxide trapped in the mitochondria and allows oxygen to return to the cell and increase ATP production. The benefits are proven again and again for skin health, muscle recovery, joint pain, and numerous inflammatory conditions. Red light therapy is also beneficial for circadian rhythm alignment because we generally get far too little direct sunlight and too much indoor blue light from screens and light bulbs at the wrong times. You don't hear much about this benefit of red light therapy, but when I turn on those lights, first thing in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I walk across the hall, I stand in front of the panels, and I feel instantly awake and energized. And believe me, there's a lot of days where Mr. Health Guy here wakes up feeling a little groggy and a little whiny, like I don't want to get up now and get into my morning exercise routine. But when I stand in front of the lights, in 1 minute, I swear I feel wide awake. I get all that grogginess out naturally. It's super powerful, super effective. Besides all the healing and the cellular benefits, I also love it for being a natural wake-up machine. You have to try red light therapy. I am certain that you will become a devoted user. And guess what? Mito Red Light offers a 60-day no-risk trial period and a special 5% discount for BRAD podcast listeners. Just visit Mito Red Light, M-I-T-O, redlight.com, and use the code BRAD on any of their products. Go for it today and get started on your red light journey. Hey, ladies. You may have heard me talk about Gaines Wave treatment for improving male penile vascular health and sexual function, and maybe you thought, hey, what about my needs? Well, Gaines Wave has got you covered with a revolutionary new treatment protocol called Gaines Wave for Her. As with the male Gaines Wave treatment, a skilled practitioner uses a handheld device to send low-intensity shock waves into your vaginal area to stimulate a healing response, promote increased blood circulation, and the growth of new blood vessels. After a series of 6 to 12 very brief treatments, which are painless but extremely effective, you get real results with Gaines Wave reporting an 80% success rate. Some benefits. You will revitalize your intimate relationships with heightened sensation and arousal and enhanced pleasure and satisfaction. Don't contemplate invasive procedures or uncomfortable medical treatments. Regain confidence and reclaim your sexuality with Gaines Wave for Her. You visit the website gainswave.com, GAINSWAVE.com/Brad, to find a practitioner in your area. You complete a series of treatments, and the beneficial effects will last for a long time, especially if you eat and exercise well to promote overall vascular health. It's a tune-up for your equipment, so please visit gainswave.com/Brad to find a practitioner in your area and take advantage of my special promo that you'll mention when you find your local practitioner. Buy 6 treatments and get one free. But if you're not getting there frequently enough and you're maybe an all or nothing type of person where you feel discouraged if you can't get exactly into this super ambitious workout routine, this micro workouts might be the ticket to building more momentum and letting everything flow together from the micro workouts as well as the beautiful gym workouts as designed and envisioned. In fact, that seems to be how things are playing out for me. We have our wonderful standing Saturday gym experience. I go with Mia Moore. So I have my teammate, the camaraderie, the motivation. She has a class to attend at a certain time. So I will go do my own thing or go to the nearby track and sprint. But it's a Saturday morning exercise outing. So we have a really nice full scale important workout in the books on most Saturdays. But in tandem with that, a little bit deficient on visiting the gym, but I'm okay with it because if you add up the cumulative effect of these micro workouts, the fitness benefit is outstanding. For example, I described my hexagonal deadlift bar in the backyard. Let's say that not every day, but perhaps 4 or 5 days a week, I do at least one set, and some days, even with hours of time in between the efforts, maybe I'll do 3 or 4 sets. No big deal, barely even worth mentioning. I'm not going to write it in my training diary or anything like that. But if you add up that pattern over 30 days' time and consider that I have 200 pounds loaded on the bar, I know, not fantastic, but that's what I have. And if I do 6 reps, that's 1,200 pounds, right? So if I'm doing that an average of, let's say modestly that I'm only doing 12 sets in an entire week, right? 12 sets, lifting 1,200 pounds each set, that's almost 15,000 pounds of weight lifted in a week in the routine course of the day of throwing garbage into the garbage can. Same with the pull-ups. Oh my goodness. Let's say I do only one set a day. Some days only 2 sets, maybe one's at morning, one's at nighttime. I'm still doing, if I'm doing 12 reps, 13, 14, 15 reps per set, I'm still doing close to 30 pull-ups on most days of the week. That's 150 pull-ups a week, not counting my formal workouts. Can you imagine what happens when I do get to the gym for a formal workout session? My launching point is way higher than if I was just sitting in an office working all day and not doing a single strength training effort to speak of besides my super impressive, ambitious workouts with my personal trainer, my class, or heading to the gym for a prolonged session. So you can see, you can just inch toward a higher level of fitness, improve your performance in your formal workouts, reduce injury risk because you're keeping strong and active throughout the week. Oh, it's a fantastic new concept. I strongly encourage you to try it out. There's so many other benefits too. Another one for me is that it breaks up the workday and the stillness and the peak cognitive function where I'm staring at my screen trying to do something impressive like write a book or take some notes to record a podcast or record a podcast. And then I'm a little bit fried. I need a little bit of a break. So I get to do something physical and not have to get sweaty or get changed into different clothes, drive somewhere, but just make it part of the routine day. Even if you're in an office setting where you don't have the pull-up bar or the stretch cords, you can find little tools and toys and contraptions to deliver a strength training effect. If nothing else, just a set of deep squats, and it adds up over time. What this also does is contribute to this hugely important objective of increasing all forms of general everyday movement. And many of the world's leading fitness experts deep into the fitness scene are now stating that general everyday movement is of higher priority than adhering to an ambitious workout regimen. Yes, it's great that you get your butt up and go to the gym at 6 a.m. and do an hour class, but if you're sitting around the rest of the day, sitting on the subway, sitting at the office, coming home, sitting on the couch, proud of yourself, patting yourself on the back because you did that 6 a.m. workout most days of the week, or because you're putting in 30 miles a week on the roads as a runner, but otherwise sedentary, you are adding up to no good. And there's a scientifically validated phenomenon called the active couch potato syndrome, whereby devoted fitness enthusiasts are showing the same metabolic disease risk factors as sedentary people, despite their devotion to ambitious workouts. If you think about it, it makes sense. We know that we have 168 total hours in a week. So the fact that you're out there working out for 5 or 6 hours out of 168, it's better than nothing. Of course, you're going to have some fitness attributes to show for it, but the general inactivity patterns of life are strongly predictive of adverse health consequences and disease patterns if you don't do something about it and get up and move. So you have to implement these modest objectives, like getting up from your chair and walking around for at least a 5-minute break every hour, 10-minute break every 2 hours, a nice midday break where you can go for a stroll and get some sun and get some exercise instead of prolonged periods of sitting, which mess up your fat metabolism and your cognitive function. So these micro workouts are a great way to get the blood flowing, to get a nice little fitness response, maybe a hormonal burst, a little bit of increase in blood supply and oxygen delivery to the brain because you've asked yourself to do even something as modest as 12 pull-ups, and it all adds up to be a more healthier, more active, fitter lifestyle. Try it out. I want to tell you about wildhealth.com. They're an online provider of comprehensive precision medicine and health consultation services. They offer DNA analysis, custom lab panels, extensive medical intake form with family history and lifestyle preferences, and regular online visits with a board-certified precision medicine physician and a health coach whom you can message anytime through their convenient app. Wild Health evaluates your data to determine what you need for nutrition, exercise, sleep, and supplements, and you can experiment, consult, and retest to get everything dialed in. You'll get a cutting-edge epigenetic test of DNA methylation to calculate your all-important biological age and have fun lowering your age over time instead of following the mainstream path to accelerated aging. It's time to strive for awesome instead of just normal. Did you realize that only 6.8% of Americans are deemed metabolically healthy and only 2% are declared optimal? That's disgraceful, but you can turn things around quickly. Please visit wildhealth.com and you will see that this is the absolute gold standard of personalized medicine, and it's available to you right now. Telemedicine available anywhere in the USA. Wild Health is generously extending BRAD podcast listeners 20% off the cost of membership. Just visit wildhealth.com/Brad or use the code BRAD20 at checkout to get 20% off and start taking control of your health today at wildhealth.com/Brad. I want to discuss the incredible benefits of red light therapy and how you can get started with Mito Red Light. Mito, like mitochondria, red light makes the premier light therapy devices in the world and at incredibly affordable prices. I stand in front of my Mito Pro 1500 unit every morning, carefully exposing my eyeballs, other important balls, and my entire body to special wavelengths of red and near-infrared light. When I tell people about my daily devotion to red light therapy, they typically ask, does this stuff really work? And the answer is yes, and there are thousands of studies supporting its effectiveness. Here's how. It's called photobiomodulation, where specific wavelengths of red and near-infrared light, red's visible, near-infrared is not visible, that's why it looks like only half of your panel's working, these wavelengths help mitochondria in cells throughout your body produce more energy and clear waste products more efficiently. Red light exposure helps mobilize nitric oxide trapped in the mitochondria and allows oxygen to return to the cell and increase ATP production. The benefits are proven again and again for skin health, muscle recovery, joint pain, and numerous inflammatory conditions. Red light therapy is also beneficial for circadian rhythm alignment, because we generally get far too little direct sunlight and too much indoor blue light from screens and light bulbs at the wrong times. You don't hear much about this benefit of red light therapy, but when I turn on those lights, first thing in the morning. As soon as I wake up, I walk across the hall, I stand in front of the panels, and I feel instantly awake and energized. And believe me, there's a lot of days where Mr. Health Guy here wakes up feeling a little groggy and a little whiny, like I don't want to get up now and get into my morning exercise routine. But when I stand in front of the lights, in 1 minute, I swear I feel wide awake. I get all that grogginess out naturally. It's super powerful, super effective. Besides all the healing and the cellular benefits, I also love it for being a natural wake-up machine. You have to try red light therapy. I am certain that you will become a devoted user. And guess what? Mito Red Light offers a 60-day no-risk trial period and a special 5% discount for BRAD podcast listeners. Just visit Mito Red Light, M-I-T-O, redlight.com, and use the code BRAD on any of their products. Go for it today and get started on your red light journey.
Our main man in the endurance scene, Dr. Phil Maffetone, is super into this also, always the trendsetter and the forward thinker. He has a term for it. He calls it slow weights. And he writes, my typical slow weight weekly workout includes lifting 3 or 4 days, and each lift is a pretty modest 80% of one rep max, and he'll do 3 or 4 sets in a day. In a day. Sometimes back to back, like waiting a few minutes and doing another set. I do that as well. I might do a set of pull-ups, wait a couple few minutes, do another set, maybe while my lunch is cooking or something like that. You know, I'll get a couple going. So it's a little bit more than just that passing fancy of doing one set. There's no rules here. It's just a matter of accumulating some good work and some good movement. Sometimes Maffetone will rest 3 minutes between sets. Sometimes it's an hour or two or more. The important part of slow weights is to keep it simple and safe, he writes. At the least, you only need to perform a couple of different lifting routines to sufficiently build muscle and bone strength throughout the body. But of course, you can do different or more if you want. The two easiest and most effective ones are the deadlift and the squat. So you can do something like just his suggestion, 1 to 6 reps in each set. Did you see that? 1 to 6 reps. So 1 rep of a deadlift will give you a fitness response. It's worth doing. But of course, if you're going to sit there and pick up the bar, might as well do near exhaustion or near temporary muscle failure. He's saying that 4 sets a day is great. So if you're doing 1 to 6 reps for 4 sets, you have done your slow weights for that day. He likes the lifting to be fast and explosive. Take at least 3 minutes between sets so you're not getting into that workout mode where you're generating cumulative fatigue because you're not resting much between sets. Those are kind of ambitions that you could save for a proper gym session. And now, as I've talked about during other podcasts, the concept of getting away from these overly stressful, high-intensity interval training workouts where cumulative fatigue is a fundamental component of the workout, the exhaustion factor afterward. Instead, you go for the high-intensity repeat training model where you take what Dr. Craig Marker calls luxurious rest intervals in between your sets to allow cellular energy to regenerate and prevent that cellular breakdown that occurs when you ask your cells to perform and deliver maximum output when they're not fully recovered from the previous set. So the slow weights is not a time to try to get this fitness adaptation of hanging in there, but instead doing a set, taking a break, at least 3 minutes, up to an hour or 2 hours, as Maffetone says, and then doing another one. So one thing to mention on that is if you are settling over the deadlift bar with 200 pounds, like I mentioned, this is something that comes with a little bit of a caveat warning sign. Because, of course, in a proper workout setting, you're going to get your warm-up, you're going to do 5 minutes of easy cardio on the bike, maybe you're going to do some stretches, some preparatory drills, maybe you're going to lift an empty bar, an unweighted bar a few times to get the form right, get the blood flowing, make sure that you don't injure or pull anything by hauling off out of nowhere. So when I describe my hauling off a set of pull-ups or doing a set of deadlifts, I'm going to describe that I have some experience and some familiarity with this type of approach. It's in the middle of the day where I'm leading an active, busy day. I'm not getting up out of bed and doing a set of pull-ups without proper warm-up. But you want to make sure that you got a little bit of blood flowing and some lubrication in the joints before you step over a weighted bar, okay? And depending on your basic fitness level, you might want to ease into this. And maybe some of your micro workout can be a much, much lighter weight, sort of a preparatory little set, and then ease into the next one after a couple minutes rest. So just make sure that you're well lubricated and ready to go to do even a mild strength effort. Now, with the deep squats, gee, you should be able to haul off and do a set of deep squats without a whole bunch of warm-up or preparation. But again, if you've been sitting and your hip flexors are all tight and your hamstrings are tight from 4 hours of sitting, you might want to do some halfway squats for a while. Maybe do a set of 10 of those, maybe 20 of those. And then once you got a little bit of warm-up going, you can go down and do the all the way down deep squats. Okay, so take that precaution of getting a little bit of blood flowing. Maybe you'll do the micro workout at the conclusion of a 5 minute stroll, including a couple flights of stairs at the office. You get me? Okay. Try it out. It's fantastic. Raising that platform from which to launch your magnificent athletic feats. Thank you for listening. Da-na, da-na. Thank you for listening to the show. We would love your feedback at getoveryourselfpodcast@gmail.com. And we would also love if you could leave a rating and a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. I know it's a hassle. You have to go to desktop iTunes, click on the tab that says ratings and reviews, and then click to rate the show anywhere from 5 to 5 stars. And it really helps spread the word so more people can find the show and get over themselves, because they need to. Thanks for doing it. Let's talk about probiotics from Integro Health. Do you want me to sing the messages? Nah. But probiotics are an extremely important concept. Hopefully you're all in on the values, the benefits of nourishing a healthy gut microbiome so you can flourish in life. And that's the name of Integro's product, Flourish, a unique, extremely potent, living liquid probiotic. Yes, it's liquid form. How is it different from other probiotics we usually see in pills? This is the message from Integro. Microbes continue to thrive and metabolize in their own milieu. Do you like when companies use the word milieu to describe their product? I do. These include short-chain fatty acids, bioactive peptides, amino acids, enzymes, and minerals. The liquid base makes it acid-stable, so microbes can survive the stomach environment and transit to the lower GI tract for integration to give you a healthy gut microbiome. There's 11 different strains in this thing, carefully hand-cultivated in the laboratory with precision to deliver 8 billion total CFU. Why take probiotics? Come on, you have to ask. It's going to strengthen your immune function, reduce systemic inflammation, the root cause of all disease, improve digestion, promote bowel regularity, relieve gas and bloating, get you going again after illness or antibiotic use. That's me, because I first got this shipment the very day I returned home from a Mexican vacation and had a stomach illness once again. What a bummer. So sad, because I love going down south, but I needed to repair and return to action quickly. So I started guzzling this stuff and had a wonderful return to health. I'm a very enthusiastic user and will be over the long run, because I need all the help I can get. I don't know about you, when we're talking about our routine usage of antibiotics, the stress we put on our system and in the environment every single day, I especially notice my gut health is compromised when I engage in overly intensive athletic training, have trouble recovering. My gut is the first thing to go. So this is my go-to product, the Flourish probiotic in liquid form. Try it yourself. I love the delicious root beer float flavor. Just kidding, man. This stuff is no funny business. This is the real deal. It's very potent. It tastes fine. It goes down okay, but no root beer float flavor. Sorry. Take it. You'll love it.
Go look at IntegroHealth.com for more information and to order shipped directly to your door in its unique liquid form. Flourish!